All right. Alec, as you sit here now with your eyes gently closed, I want you to notice what happens when you stop trying to notice anything at all. You may find that even your thoughts begin to meander, like shadows drifting across a quiet pond. And the more you try to follow them, the more they dissolve. Just let that happen. Let the following become fading. Somewhere between awareness and sleep, a different rhythm begins, a slower rhythm, a softer one. It's a rhythm that doesn't need effort. It invites release. And as that rhythm rises within you, allow each breath to drop you further into that mysterious depth where nothing needs to make sense, and yet everything feels known. Now imagine a staircase, circular, descending, infinite. Each step is a moment of letting go. Let go of time. Let go of understanding. Let go of needing to know where this leads. Because it's not a destination. It's a return. Thoughts may loop, but your deeper self doesn't care. It listens only to quiet. And in that quiet, Alec, you'll notice something remarkable. Nothing is required of you here. Not clarity, not control, not even certainty. Let the words that follow drift in. Not to be held, but to be absorbed. Not to be remembered, but to be embodied, because now we begin. Alec, in this moment, your nervous system may still reach for Anne, not because of who she is, but because of who your false self once needed her to be. It needed someone to orbit, someone to organize around, because the alternative, facing the rawness of being alone, was too much to bear. But now you are a strong enough person. You are strong enough to face that rawness. Strong enough to walk through the emptiness that once felt unbearable. Strong enough to to meet yourself fully without depending on someone else to mirror your worth back to you. That pull toward Anne, it isn't about her. It's about an old part of you that believed safety lived outside of you, that believed love had to be monitored, decoded, interpreted, that you had to read another person's silence like scripture just to find out whether you mattered. But Alec, you matter. Not because of how she reacts. Not because of how she sees you. You matter because you are. Because you exist. Because the very breath moving through your chest right now is enough. You are not here to orbit around Anne. You are here to return to your own center. So now, I invite you to picture your attention like golden threads, beautiful, radiant, and alive. Right now, those threads stretch outward, some toward her voice, some toward her reactions, some toward her silence. But those threads are not hers. They were never hers. They are yours, and you can call them back. With every breath, gently reel them back in. Not from anger, not from rejection, but from clarity. You're not punishing her. You're restoring yourself. Feel each thread return to your chest, your belly, your spine. With every golden strand that returns, you become more whole, more present, more sovereign. You begin to sense your own energy field stabilizing, no longer fragmented, no longer seeking, just being, just resting. Now, Alec, scan your body. Notice where that old pattern used to live. The hypervigilance, the worry, the constant scanning. And as you notice it, bring breath there. Bring warmth there. Bring don't need to exile this part of you. It kept you safe once, but now it's ready to relax. Let that scanning soften. Let it release. Let it melt into the background like a fog lifting after a long night. You are not a boy watching for signs that love will vanish. You are a man who knows that love begins inside. You are no longer decoding others. You are encoding yourself, moment by moment, decision by decision, boundary by boundary. You no longer need Anne's emotional state to justify your own. You don't need to follow her moods like weather patterns. You get to feel how you feel. Stand how you stand. Decide what you need, not as a reaction to her, but as a revelation of you. And Alec, in this new space, something unexpected begins to happen. Peace, inner tranquility, calm. A calm begins to stretch its arms within you. A quiet that feels both ancient and alive. The need to chase, to fix, to control, it all starts to unravel. Anne is not the enemy, but she's also not the answer. She is a person with her own pain, her own past, her own pace. You can love her and let her be. You can cherish her without chasing her. You can honor her without losing yourself. In this quiet center, you no longer trade your presence for her reassurance. You no longer negotiate with your own truth in hopes of preserving harmony. You become the harmony. You become the still point, the center that doesn't move just because the world does. Now, bring your attention to your spine. Feel the length of it, from the base of your tailbone all the way to the crown of your head. That is your axis. That is your truth. That is your home. From this access, decisions become clearer, needs become simpler, life becomes less about figuring others out and more about remembering yourself. You are not here to fix Anne. You are here to free yourself. You are not here to wait for her to affirm you. You are here to affirm yourself. And in doing so, Alec, something else shifts. Your capacity to receive love increases. Not because you're trying harder, but because you've made room. You've cleared the noise. You've stopped gripping. When you grip less, life flows more. When you stop needing Anne to behave a certain way, you free her. And more importantly, you free yourself. You may still love her deeply. That love doesn't have to disappear. But now it matures. It grows roots inside you instead of vines around her. This is not detachment from love. This is detachment from fear. You are not numbing. You are becoming. And the man you are becoming does not need constant confirmation. He does not need perfect behavior. He does not need control. He needs only alignment within. You are learning to sit with discomfort instead of managing someone else to relieve it. You are learning to tell the truth even if it means being misunderstood. You are learning to breathe through panic and still choose what honors you. This is not easy, but it is sacred. You are walking away from the false self's theater, where everything was performed for approval, and into the real world, where you simply are. You are no longer hooked by guilt, no longer seduced by drama, no longer tethered to the idea that your job is to hold everything together. You are the only thing you're responsible for holding, and that is enough. So, breathe, Alec. Breathe. Breathe into this man you are becoming. Let the old patterns fall like worn-out costumes. Let the old grasping dissolve into trust. Let the fixation fade, not because she changed, but because you did. You are not leaving love behind. You are walking toward it. Finally, completely, honestly. And in this space of honesty, you rest whole, intact, sovereign, and free. Every day, Alec, you find it easier to redirect your attention inward. The moments you once spent analyzing and are now reclaimed for your own healing and clarity. You begin to notice more of your own preferences, needs, and boundaries. With each breath, you embody greater self-possession, calm, and personal truth. You will remember that true connection begins within you, and that inner wholeness you create. Relationships that are based not on control, but on shared freedom. This shift deepens gently, even if your conscious mind forgets, your body remembers. You no longer chase safety outside of yourself. You carry it within. Now, Alec, as you begin to return to the room, take a deeper breath in and out. Begin to wiggle your fingers and toes slowly, bringing movement back into your body. As you count from 1 to 5, you return fully awake, refreshed and clear. 1, feeling your body grounded and steady. 2, returning with calm awareness. 3, bringing back the insights from within. 4, gently stretching if that feels good. And 5, eyes open, feeling balanced and whole. Welcome back.